The 14th day of the blessed month of Abib, the martyrdom of Saint Proconius of Jerusalem. On this day in the year 303 AD, Saint Proconius was martyred. He is also called Procopius or Procopius. Born in the city of Jerusalem, his father was a Christian, but his mother, whose name was Theodosius, worshipped the gods of the ancient Romans. When Proconius' father died, Theodosia took her son to live in Antioch and taught him to worship the false stone gods that she worshipped. When Proconius was grown up, his mother went to the Roman Emperor Diocletian and presented the emperor with very rich gifts and persuaded Diocletian to appoint her son to be the governor of Alexandria, Egypt. Diocletian agreed, and Proconius soon found himself on the way to Egypt. The emperor had commanded Proconius to force the Christians to renounce their faith and worship of the Roman gods. This was to be done by any way necessary, including torture and execution. Proconius had not gotten very far when he suddenly heard a voice from heaven, calling him by name and warning him not to fulfill the emperor's orders and thus go against the command of God. Proconius was stunned and cried out, asking the Lord to show himself. He then saw a great cross of light, and the voice said, "I am Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God." Shaken by this experience, Proconius went to the nearby city of Beit She'an and had a cross made out of gold, and he designed it to look like the cross of light that appeared to him. He then resumed his journey to Alexandria. A group of robbers attacked Proconius one day, trying to kill him and take his valuables. Proconius grabbed his cross and asked God to help him. The robbers suddenly quit their attack and left. He remembered how his mother had taught him to always sacrifice to the gods that deliver him from his enemies. As he wrote to his mother about his recent experiences, he reminded her of this, adding that he would sacrifice to Jesus Christ, who delivered him from his attackers through the powers of the cross. When his mother found out about her son's conversion to Christianity, she was so angry that she sent word to the emperor to tell him what had happened. The emperor ordered the governor of Caesarea to investigate Proconius. Proconius was arrested and brought before the governor, where he related the story of how he had come to believe in God and that his faith could not be shaken. The governor ordered that Proconius be beaten and tortured, and when he was close to death, the soldiers threw him into a prison cell to die. But Jesus Christ appeared to Proconius and healed his wounds and whispered words of patience and endurance to him. The next day, when the soldiers came in to see whether he had died, they were surprised to find Proconius up and around, in very good health. Meanwhile, Proconius's mother, Theodosia, realized what a terrible thing she had done by turning in her son, and heard that he had been beaten to the point of death. She was filled with remorse and was on her way to prison to see him. She was standing with a group of 12 other women and 2 Roman officials when the soldiers brought out Proconius to see the governor. When the people saw how well Proconius was, they were astonished. Proconius saw his mother and called out to her, saying it was the Lord Jesus Christ who had healed him. All of the people of the group instantly believed and shouted out that they too were Christians and believed in the one God. The governor ordered that everyone in the group be executed, including Theodosius, Proconius's mother. The governor ordered another round of tortures for Proconius, who steadfastly refused to renounce his faith in Jesus Christ. The soldiers did horrible things to Proconius, but through it all, God comforted his faithful servant until finally Proconius was beheaded. Proconius received the crown of martyrdom and was reunited with his mother and father through the radiant light of Jesus Christ. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day also, we commemorate the passing of St. Peter V, the 83rd Pope of Alexandria. It was on this day in the year 1348 AD that the 83rd Patriarch of Alexandria, Pope Peter V, passed away. Known as Peter, or Boutros ibn Daoud, he was from the St. Macarius Monastery and had been a priest in the El Shavran Monastery. He was ordained patriarch on the sixth day of Tuba in 1340 AD. During the 8 years and 6 months of his reign, he led his flock closer to the ways of the Holy Scriptures, and upon his passing was buried in Old Cairo. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.